Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a few minutes?
You're asking me questions about what?
About your attitudes and opinions.
Oh,
do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. First question, what is the highest level school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
An associate's degree.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan
white.
Native?
Caucasian.
White.
Caucasian. You don't need to go through them. I can answer that.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, you're not registered? Thank you.
I am registered.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 2023 at the general election? Are you almost certain to vote? You probably vote?
I have never missed a vote. I will be voting.
Thank you so much. Do you plan to vote by mail, early in person, or in person, on election day? In person?
In person on election day.
Thank you so much. How motivated are you to vote in 2023, November 2023, general elections?
Very motivated.
From zero, all right.
Very.
From zero to 10? 10?
10.
Thank you. Now we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know the person or the group, please indicate so. Nick Bankston, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Andrew Ginther, 0 to 10.
0.
0.
0.
Thank you. Adrian Hood.
6.
6. Thank you.
I'm not a big fan of city council right now, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking on the time to answer these questions. Shannon Harden.
He's actually, I like him, 9.
4?
No, a 9, I'm sorry.
A 9, okay. 9?
I went to the wrong end of the scale.
Okay. What about Joseph Moto?
5.
5, thank you.
Yeah.
What about the Columbus City Council?
4.
Okay. What about Nancy Day Ockerd?
I don't know her.
You don't know Nancy Day Ockerd?
No, I don't.
Okay. What about Luis Gil? Luis as in Spanish, L-U-I-S, Gil?
I give him a 6.
A 6. Thank you. What about Emmanuel Remy?
5. 5,
okay, thank you. What about Farhan Jetty?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Now, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First one, I would rather re-elect city council so they could continue the work they have been doing. Or I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction.
Which I want new people.
New people. Okay.
New people. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. If the November elections for mayor of Columbus were held today, would you vote for Joseph Motul or Andrew Ginther?
Joseph.
Joseph. Thank you.
Yes.
If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston? Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
Jetty.
Farhan?
Yes.
Jetty? Okay. Thank you. How certain are you that you will be voting for Mr. Jetty for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain?
Pretty certain. Or very
somewhat.
Certain.
Somewhat? Very? Okay.
Somewhat.
You.
There you go, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. If the November City Council, elections for City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Probably Adrian Hood.
Adrian Hood, okay. How certain are you that you will be voting for Adrian Hood for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain?
Somewhat.
Not at all certain? Somewhat? Thank
somewhat.
You.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And if the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Day Ockard?
Nancy. No, I didn't know who Nancy was. Probably Luis Gil.
Luis Gil? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. How certain are you that you will be voting for Luis Gil?
Somewhat certain. Somewhat
Thank
certain.
Thank you so much. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional pass
I'm not
for
in,
the ballot.
I'm, stop, stop, stop. I'm not in Columbus. I'm
You're
in Southwestern
in
City Schools. No.
Okay.
I'm in Columbus, but I'm in Southwestern City Schools, so I won't see
okay.
that on the ballot.
Okay, I understand. Let me just go through the ballot so you can have knowledge about it. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent...
I wouldn't vote for it. I wouldn't vote for it, no.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you so much. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Neither? Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump, unfortunately, but that was the only option I had.
Okay, no problem. Now, this last question is last year, back in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
150.
150? Okay. Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again and appreciate your time. Thank you so much. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.